This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball. 16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up, and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Walked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bogdan's for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Bogdan's up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkin's up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans, on this Tuesday night after Martin Luther King Day. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Minster. Bodkin's Trojans meet the Minster boys in what should be a very good high school basketball game here tonight between two clubs representing the Shelby County Athletic League and the Midwest Athletic Conference. Bodkin's 9-2 on the year, 5-1 in the SCAL, having lost to Parkway this past Saturday night by a score of 43-39. Minster 3-6 on the year, 0-2 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Minster has dropped four in a row since advancing to 3-2 on the year with the win over Anna. Bodkin's probably achieving a little better than anticipated at this point in time by most people. Minster underachieving but getting healthier. Brogan Steffi is back. James Niemeyer has just returned. Noah Schwederman is on his way back in a couple of weeks. Chuck, we have seen both teams, Bodkin's at times, very high scoring this year. Three games in the 70s, two in the 60s. Its offense has snarled a little bit the last 2 weeks. Competition has stiffened. They're 49 and 39 against Marion Local and Parkway, respectively. Little slump for Minster right now, a team with a lot of potential.
Well, they do have a lot of potential, and they've shown most of it in the first half of the season. From what I understand, talking to the coaches before the game, they just were shot it terribly at Parkway. He said they were something like 1 of 17 shooting threes, and that's if Botkins is not making threes, they're not going to win too many games.
Botkins Trojans, Minster Wildcats should be a fine game. These two clubs have gone head-to-head the last 6 years. Botkins has won the three previous games. Prior to that, Minster won three in a row. So the two teams even up in the last six head-to-head meetings. MLK Classic yesterday at Fort Loramie. Quick summation. Sycamore Mohawk over Fort Loramie in game one. Dublin Jerome nipped St. Mary's in game two. Tri-Village down Marion Local in game three. Rushi ran past Antwerp in the fourth game. Toledo Christian beat this Minster club in game five rather easily, 65-42. And Arlington edged out Anna. Rockets lost another nail biter. Chuck, your takeaways from yesterday at Fort Loramie, the MLK Classic.
Well, watching the Shelby County League teams over there and kind of keeping track of them, Rushi was the class of the day. I mean, they're just an outstanding basketball team. You made the comment you would have liked to have seen them play Toledo Christian. I agree. That would have been probably a 10 to 12 point game instead of a 30 point game. Loramie's still struggling. Loramie at one point on Monday had three freshmen out on the floor at the same time, and you know they're learning. They're trying to do the right thing. Not a ton of talent and even less experience. So Loramie is going to be okay, but boy, they got some work to do. And then Minster, I was really hoping Minster was going to play better than they did. They didn't score a lot. They've got talent, but you know they're still coming. And then Anna, well, you talk about snake bit. That was their fourth 1-point loss of the season when they've had leads in the fourth quarter.
Today is the day after Martin Luther King Day. It's 2 days after the MLK Classic.
There you go.
I think we both referenced the MLK event at Fort Loramie as being yesterday.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't. 2 days ago, all of these games that we've covered in a matter of several days are running together.
Well, you made the long trip on Saturday. I missed that one, but...
Now, Berlin Highland, the classic in the country, Fort Loramie girls played well, fell just a little bit short. I was dead serious in talking to Fort Loramie people Sunday at the MLK event that I thought had at Fort Loramie and Sheridan played seven times. Redskins girls would have won four, certainly split six, played them virtually dead even, didn't shoot it quite as well. That foul rule came into play. Sheridan got a lead of 4 points at the 3 to 4 minute mark and took the air out of the ball.
Yep.
And Fort Loramie had to commit a third, fourth, fifth foul, and Sheridan went to the stripe. So we've seen games in the last couple weeks go that way down the stretch.
Yeah, and I mean, not that Loramie ever wants to lose a game, but if you're going to get beat at Division II on a day over in the Classic in the Hills, that's not bad, especially if you play well. I mean, if you play well and you get beat by a team that's bigger than you, I don't think that's a big deal for Loramie.
And I tell you what, that name for the event over at Berlin Highland that you just noted is more apropos, Classic in the Hills, because it is in the country, but we drove up and down over 37 hills to get there.
Yeah, that was just after you get off of 30 and you just come into Berlin. I mean, between the horse and buggies and the laundry out on the line when it's 12 below zero, it's a different world up there.
Botkins, Minster boys coming up here in about 18-19 minutes. JV game winding down, fourth quarter, 3:39 to go. Botkins leads Minster 48-39. We've got more pregame upcoming here on Scores, broadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25. 5A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Score scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And we are Jack and Chuck back here at Minster. JV game winding down, 52-45, Bodkins over Minster. Just under a minute to play. Varsity Tilt is next, about 16 or 17 minutes down the road. A quick overview of these two teams' schedules completed so far, each with a common opponent in Parkway. And on January 13th, just this past Saturday, as Chuck and I alluded several minutes ago, Parkway nudged Bodkins by a score of 43-39. Trojans' second loss. Back first week of January, Minster on the road lost to Parkway by three. So both teams have Parkway as a common opponent. Parkway beat them both. Each club defeated Anna. Bodkins by a hair, 50-49 at Anna on January 5th. And Minster owns a victory over Bodkins, or I should say over Anna, a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com, 57-49. Anna couldn't quite catch him. Perhaps one of Minster's best games of the year, if not the best.
Well, it's the best one we've seen. So, yeah, I mean, the Minster's got all kinds of talent. They just need to get it together and start playing. They got so many games. They were talking to me about how many games they got in a row coming up here. And I was talking to Coach McClure, and I said, I know you hate it. The kids have to love it. And he goes, yeah, they don't want to practice.
Well, Minster and Marion local basketball teams, because of the length, the football schedules, and playing into the postseason tournament, have got a cram schedule on the hardwood. It's like the NBA. That's all there is to it. Toledo Christian 2 days ago at Fort Loramie. Minster was beaten soundly, 65-42. Cole McClurg had 10. Cole Richard had 9. Cole Albers had 8. Is there a team in America with three young men in the starting five whose names are Cole?
They spelled them differently, though.
Yeah, C-O-L-E, C-O-L-E, and
K.
K-O-L-E, yeah. For Cole Richard.
Cole Richards is a heck of a basketball player.
Against St. Henry, this past Friday night, Minster was topped on the road in OT, 62-57. It was a 53-53 tie at the end of regulation. Minster led by four at the end of the third quarter in that game. Richard had 18, Brogan Steffi 15, Alberts at 11, and in a recent setback to Ottoville, 67-60, McClurg had 12, Steffi a big breakout game, 25, Alberts 11, Richard 8. Minster's got the firepower to score 65 or 70 points on a regular basis.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, they got all kinds of scorers out there. And I mean, McClure, he's a heck of a shooter. Cole Richards is one of my favorite players that I've watched this year. That kid is just terrific. You got Cole Albers at 6'8 down on the post. He's, you know, he's only a sophomore, still learning the game, but he'll be a factor tonight.
Bodkins Trojans led by Colin Dosick, 16 points a game. Guard Ryland Paul at 12. Jordan Herzog on the front line at nearly 9. Bodkins lost to Parkway on Saturday night, 43-39. A 17-point second half did the Trojans in. Paul had 11 in that game, top 10. And Parkway put the clamps on Dosa, who scored just 4. In beating Marion Local 49-46 in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com 1 week ago tonight, Dosick and Paul had 14 points apiece, Herzog 7, and the Trojans won that game by 3 over the Flyers. Bodkins sits second in the SCAL standings, and unfortunately, Minster is one of a few teams winless in the MAC to date.
Yeah.
Still a lot of games to be played in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Unlike the Shelby County Athletic League, it's not a round robin where you play each team home and away.
Right. I mean, Minster right now, they're obviously not really playing to win the MAC, but they are playing to get better and better to go ahead and make a run in the tournament. And if you look at their roster, not a senior on the team.
Right.
They're all coming back.
Now, you mentioned tournament. Minster plays in a mighty tough Wapakoneta district in D4 boys basketball. In that event are the likes of Marion Local, Lima Perry, St. Henry, New Bremen, Fort Recovery, and Minster.
Boy, that's one heck of a scrum in that in that D4 district at Wapakoneta. The winner stays put in the Northwest Regional. We'll return with more from here at Minster High School. JV victory posted by Botkins over Minster. Wildcats of Minster, Trojans of Botkins upcoming in our varsity game in about 15 minutes right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to Minster. I'm Jack along with Chuck. It's our LaCalle Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center underwrites this portion of our presentation. It's a founding sponsor. LaCalle Equipment was on board way back in 2006 and 7. And we're online today presenting high school sports to you because of support originally from LaCalle Equipment, which moved in 1983 to Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus, the name LaCalle. LaCalle still with us this day, 18 years after beginning partnering with scoresbroadcast.com in 2006. And before boys high school basketball games, LaCalle asked us to highlight a couple of cheerleaders, one from each school. For Botkins tonight, it's Chloe Bishop, a sophomore cheerleader, 3.8 GPA, a daughter of Amanda Bishop, active in daycare at church, FFA, honor roll, and will take part in cosmetology classes soon at the Upper Valley Career Center, undecided on her college choice. Has a younger sister at Botkins, Grace. For Minster, it's senior cheerleader Destiny Davis, daughter of Brad and Mandy, 3.8 GPA as well, active in math club, FCA, journalism club. She is an honor student and takes part in FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. She'd like to go to a four-year university, pursue marketing, and her brother Brad is a 2022 graduate at Minster. That is our LaCalle Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment. About 12 minutes away from the opening tip tonight between Minster and Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Had an opportunity several minutes ago to bump into Mike Wiss, girls basketball coach here at Minster, coming off a very enjoyable weekend over in Knightstown, Indiana at the Hoosiers gym. Chuck defeated 13-1 Marion Pleasant 50-26, did the Minster girls, who played extremely well. What a joy it is to go there. It's so unique.
That was fun.
You get to relive the movie right there on site in the Hoosiers gym. And the Minster girls played very well. In fact, they capped off a 3-win week, beating Salina, St. Henry, and Marion Pleasant. Minster girls now 10-4, 3-1 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Big game on the road at Versailles on Thursday. That's 2 nights from now. Versailles 9-5 overall, 3-2 in the MAC. Got a quiz for you, Chuck. Which MAC team, which school in the Midwest Athletic Conference has the most basketball outright championships and co-championships? Which Midwest Athletic Conference school has got the most championships in high school basketball outright and co?
I'm gonna go with St. Henry.
You nailed it. Yep, St. Henry, 13 MAC championships, 9 outright, 4 co. Marion Local, a dozen, 7 outright, 5 co-championships. Delta St. John's, 9 total, 3 outright, 6 co's. Coldwater, 8-6-2, 8 total championships. Versailles, 6 total championships. Delta St. John's, really potent this year.
Yep.
Of course, the schedules completed to this date, unbalanced. Coldwater, Parkway, Delta St. John's, Versailles, all at 2-0. Delta St. John's just might be the favorite.
Yeah, I hope we get a chance to see them.
a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, the Rushi Inn. Hey, don't search for the best morning breakfast around any longer. The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. Yep, the Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 a.m. breakfasts in West Central Ohio. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work or on the road. Don't forget, 11 to 1, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials and pizza and wings and more. It's the popular inn thing for food out. The Rushi Inn, eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. Thanks as well to the Myers Garage and Drive-Thru at Routes 47 and 66 in Newport to get your car or truck running right back on the road. Take the road to 47 and 66. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru has a terrific reputation for vehicle service and repair, plus towing 24/7. Myers is second to none, serving Dark Miami and Shelby counties. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. You can always take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru, too. In Newport, at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Laramie school districts, it's Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Head coach of Versailles, I should say Minster, is Mike McClurg, a Versailles high school graduate,
okay.
Eighth year at Minster. He's also a Thomas More graduate. Really high on this club, but I tell you what, the injury bug has hit it. All these young men play football, and they're coming off nagging long-term football injuries. Rogan Steffi is back recently over the 20 mark in scoring in a game. James Niemeyer is back. Noah Schwederman on his way back in a couple of weeks. So we're not going to see the best Minster boys basketball team, Chuck, until maybe the early part of February come tournament time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I was saying. They're not playing for the MAC anymore, but they are playing to be a tough out when it comes time in February and March. And you read their district is pretty potent.
It is loaded indeed. How about the job done by Phil Groves, head coach of Botkins, year number three, formerly the girls' coach here at Botkins High School. He's done a fine job as the head man of this Botkins boys basketball team. I don't think anybody thought after 11 games Botkins would be 9-2 with a win over Parkway this past Saturday. They're 10-1, only set back to Rushi, a game that the Botkins led well into the third quarter, and the Parkway loss was a close one by 4. So Botkins is just a small handful of possessions away from being undefeated.
They are, and I'll tell you what, you're right. When we talked about the team, we went, you know, Anna should be better. We knew Jackson was going to be good. We talked about Botkins, and we talked about the fact that they got some shooters, but you never thought about them being at this point in the season. And he has done an outstanding job with this group of kids. They're buying into it, and they believe they can win.
Oh, yeah, synergy, communication. They are talented, but they blended together extremely well offensively, defensively, and Coach Groves has cranked up a little bench as well. He's got a supporting cast to come in and help out the starters.
Yeah, the bench has gotten better and better, and I think Grant Flora has been playing well.
Noah Todd,
my goodness, that kid is a shooter.
Uh-huh.
And at 6'1", he can shoot over top of the defense. You know, they've got, and they've moved J.J. Meyer into the starting lineup. I like that, because now you've got three kids, and you can't guard them all on the arc.
Now, I caught your pun when you said Noah can shoot it over the top of the defense.
Well, I didn't say he could shoot it over the arc. So
hey, we've got the opening tip starting lineups upcoming. Botkins boys on the road here at Minster. The two clubs have split their last six. Bodkins winning the previous three, Minster the three before that. Even Steven matchup tonight here at the Minster Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. How well will Bodkin shoot the three? Can Minster dominate on the inside? with 6'8 Cole Albers, key components of this game for sure. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rucci can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rucci, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rucci. Venture Wildcats being introduced at the moment. Cole McClure, coach's son, double-figure score on the year, shoots the three extremely well. He starts. Cole Richard, adjacent to McClure, get guard out front. Both shoot the long ball extremely well. Brogan Steffi in a wing, fine football player, played quarterback, got injured early on in the campaign. He is coming back, rounding into full form now, and he's coming off a 25-point outing, is Brogan Steffi for the Mitchell Wildcats. Steffi is a 6-foot junior wing player. James Niemeyer gets the starting job. He quarterbacked in place of the injured Steffi most of the football campaign. Niemeyer had an injured wrist. It's 100% now. 6 foot 3 inches tall, plays guard forward, a junior. Niemeyer back on the floor for the Wildcats, and Cole Albers in the middle, 6'8" tall, and just a sophomore. Did Cole Albers reach 7 feet tall by the time he's a senior, Chuck?
He's a big, solid kid. I don't know if there's going to be a whole lot of growth this way, but, I mean, he puts a little more strength on. By the time he's a senior, he's going to be unstoppable inside.
Albers almost 9 points a game. Brogan Steffi, a dozen. Cole Richard, 14. Cole McClurg, 8.3. As we mentioned several minutes ago, for Botkins, Dosik at 16 a game. Ryland Paul at 12. Jordan Herzog just under 9. J.J. Meyer, Noah Topp at 6 each. And right away, the Mr. Wildcats, who win the opening tip, get a long three from Cole McClurg, and he is right on the button. Perfect. He zeroes in from 24 feet to launch the scoring to this game. Home team leads it 3-0. Minster home, white, black numbers with orange trim. Botkins Trojans, black from top to bottom. Big, bold, white numerals, Trojans across the chest. Minster with the white sneakers, Botkins wears the black. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Wildcats. Botkins forecourt to our right, trailing 3-0 here at the start. Ryland Paul's got it. Looks like a switching man-to-man from Minster. Long three, left corner, yes! Wow, beautiful shot, but Dosik of Botkins to match the first three from McClurg of Minster. We're off and running. Haven't played a minute, a three each way.
Well, then Botkins has to be thrilled to see that first three drop.
Here is Albers, low post right for Minster. Dumps it down to Niemeyer. Niemeyer, a shot fake, 5-footer, hangs on the rim, no good. Rebound Botkins. Ball deflected out of bounds in half court by Minster. 6:46 to go in the first. Botkins 3, Minster 3. Good clan from Botkins across the way. At least several hundred folks pushing 1,000 for Minster right behind us. Tuesday night game, inter-conference battle. Minster from the Midwest Athletic Conference and Botkins from the Shelby County Athletic League. Herzog sizes up a three from the left corner for Botkins. He hits the rim, backboard, no good. Rebound down to McClurg of Minster. He's off and running into the paint, out of control, lost the ball. Good defense by Botkins. Meyer up to Paul. Paul outside the arc. He is being checked on the play by Niemeyer. Ball thrown, low post left, wildly out of bounds to Minster.
They took it in. When you turn the corner, you got 6'9 in front of you. You better know where he is.
He's already grown an inch.
Yeah, he's 6'9 now. That's only in 2 minutes of the quarter.
6 minutes to go, period number one, 3-3 tie. Steffi, midcourt, gives it up outside the arc on the right to Cole Richard. Down into Steffi, posting up on the smaller Dosik. Strong move. He banks it in from 7 feet. That's going to be tough to stop if Steffi gets it in that close often. Outside the arc on the right for Botkins. It is Jordan Herzog. Gives it up to Russell Lenhart. Sloppy pass. Intercepted on the play by Minster, which chucks up a long three from McClurg. And you can count it. One pass into the half court, and McClurg drained it. 8-3 Minster. 5:20 left, first quarter. J.J. Meyer, top of the circle. It's a high screen from Lenhart. Meyer drives, shovels it, hits the backboard rim, comes off. Rebound touch by Botkins below the basket, out of bounds to Minster.
Talk about it.
Again, they get inside. They got the big kid in there. They've got to quit adjusting their shots and just go strong at him.
Dosick, Paul, Meyer, Lenhart, Herzog defensively for Botkins. 8 points for Minster in the first 3 minutes. High right, it's Cole Richard, goes into the corner, pulls up baseline J from 12, short, no good. Rebound yanked off the glass nicely by Grant Flora, who's in now for Botkins. 6'3" senior. Long three straight away by Dosick. Bullseye. He's got it. Dosick pours one in to make it 8-6. Boy, you give Colin an inch, he will take a mile. Very good shooter. Both he and Ryland Paul and J.J. Meyer as well. Here's Albers down on the inside for Minster. Squeezes between Herzog and Flora. Can't get the shot to go. Botkins rebounds. Dosick ahead of steam. Pulls up foul line on the arc to Ryland Paul. 8-6 Minster. Halfway through the opening period. Trojans dribble around top of the circle. Dosick gets a screen. Doesn't use it. Deep right corner to Herzog. A fadeaway three-point bomb is in. How about that? Jordan Herzog from long range.
That gave him the lead, 9-8.
Three threes for Botkins. 9-8, Trojans up a point, 3:50 to go here in the first. There's a pass thrown for Steffi down on the inside. He lost it, got it back, and made a left-hand reverse layup. 10-9 Minster. 3:38 to go, first quarter. Here's Dosick, foul line, goes up to shoot, Steffi crams it, Dosick gets it back. Colin went up, wanted to pass to Grant Flora down on the inside, he was covered. Dosick had to eat it, Botkin still controls. J.J. Meyer, top of the circle, step back, three-point bomb, it hit the flange, ricocheted into the corner, Herzog traces it down. Gives it to Paul, back to Herzog. Herzog baseline. Oh, nice wraparound pass to Flora for two. Oh, what a dish by Herzog.
And Flora, what a great job of knowing Albers is right there. Just went up strong.
11-10, Botkins by one. 3 minutes left, opening quarter. Very good contest. 21 points in 5 minutes so far. Timeout Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Final 3 minutes, opening quarter of action here at Minster. Wildcats possession. Botkins Trojans have rallied to go up 11-10 after trailing 8-3. High right with the ball for Minster is Steffi. Steffi gives it up, gets it back. Long one, high archer. Yes, sir. Brogan Steffi. He knocks it down from three-point land, a trifecta, sending Minster back on top, 13-11. We talked about the importance of three-point makes in this game. Here's Colin Dosick. He goes chest-to-chest with a Minster player on the arc and then drives around him, blitzes to the rim, makes a nice driving layup. Minster hustles the other way. Wild, out of control, drive shot, no good. Botkins comes right back, and Herzog gets a pass in the half court, and he sends one in, an airmailed three that is spot on. Herzog with another shot.
That's seven threes in the game. Four for Botkins, three for Minster.
16-13, Botkins up three. Minster, foul line. Handling the basketball is Cole Richard. Off to Connor Spiesing, knocked away by Botkins. Stolen right back by Minster at the timeline. Ian Holman in now, 6'3" junior. Holman walks it up, gives it to Steffi, 35 feet away. Noah Topp drawing that assignment now. Noah Topp in the game for Botkins. Noah, a 6'1" junior, guarding Steffi. Baseline left, it's Cole McClurg. He's picked up on the way on the play by Ryland Paul. On a weave, it's Steffi at the elbow on the right. He rises up and shoots the jumper. Oh, it lipped the rim, no good. Rebound saved in the corner by Holman, but into a Botkins player. Quickly down the floor, it's Flora on top to Herzog. Here's Dosik from 28 feet. Short, no good. Cole Alber snares the board, and he's fouled. Boy, that was a long, long one by Dosik just then.
They hadn't missed one yet. You might as well keep shooting it.
16-13, Botkins, 108 to go here in the first quarter of play. Excellent start to this game. Both teams on cue shooting from long range. As Chuck noted, 7 3-pointers total.
Seven.
That is a hot start. Steffi gets a screen, top of the circle, gets it from Holman, passes into the right corner where McClurg misses a 22-footer. Botkins on a run out the other way, quickly down the floor. Ryland Paul tries to make a wraparound pass, and it trickles out of bounds in the corner.
Good thought, just the execution wasn't there.
16-13, Botkins, 47 seconds to go here in the first. In backcourt for Minster. It is Cole McClurg. Gives it up on the play to Steffi. Looked like that ball might have bounced over and back. Steffi corralled it. The official wasn't lined up quite properly to see it. Ball entered into the lane to Albers. Albers with a leaner. Little teardrop. It's good. Botkins wanted the charge. Didn't get it. They ducked under Albers, who left his feet. Basket counts. And he's at the stripe. A chance to tie it.
It definitely over and back. The ball hit the bounced on the midline, but the referee was about a half a step away from being able to see that.
Yeah,
you can't anticipate. So I like the fact he didn't call it because he didn't see it.
Albers free throw line for Minster, 16-15 Botkins. Albers shoots it up and in, swished it. Lofty arch. Free throw was perfect. We're even up at 16 all with 29 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Botkins against pressure from Connor Schmiesing, 5'8 junior. He is dogging Dosik down to our left in backcourt. Ball entered to Paul, and Paul will walk it up.
You can kind of tell looking at Schmiesing that he is a football player.
Uh-huh.
He's a solid kid.
He sure is. He's got the biceps and the thighs on him for certain. He's trailing Colin Dosik everywhere he goes. 8 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. High posted stop to Dosik, 30 feet away. Hands it off on the play to a teammate. It's Top. Top lets it fly just before the buzzer. It hit the iron and kicked away. No good. 16-16 deadlock here at Minster after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping King Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Second quarter about set to get started here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Like to remind you about Osgood Bank. Every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. So make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from that first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Good ball movement by Botkins, opening possession, second quarter. 10-foot jump shot by Noah Top is perfect, and Botkins regains the lead, 18-16. Minster coming down at the foul line. Steffi twisting, turning, off balance, shot short. Minster got the long board. It's Schmeezing to Cole Richard, high right. Hand off on the play to Albers, back to Richard. Oh, there's a skyscraper, a long three. He connects. 19-18, Minster by one. Eighth made three of this game. 55 seconds gone by, quarter number two. Left flank, it's top for Botkins. Passes up a shot, goes to Dosik in the left corner, and he rims a three-point try. Good offensive rebound, though, by Botkins. Passed off on the play to Flora down inside. He pivots, missed it short. It comes off to Minster, which is up one. 6:45 to go, second quarter. Dribble drive outside the lane to the left. Goes James Niemeyer. Oh, what a strong move. Niemeyer, he forced that one in with the left hand. He muscled past a couple of Trojans. Here's Botkins countering just inside the foul line. Jump shot, but Dosik hit the rim twice and skipped in. 21-20 Minster, which comes back hard down the floor. Cole Richard in the lane area, off balance, not good. Rebound to Botkins. 1-point lead Minster. Baseline left, it is Dosik. On the arc, it goes to Noah Top. Top on the bounce to Lenhart. High left, Ryland Paul, picked up by Richard. 21-20 Minster. 2 minutes gone by second quarter. Here's Paul squeezing his way into the lane, in among the white jerseys. Missed the shot. Rebound down to Schmeezing of Minster. In the right corner, behind the arc. It's good again. 24-20 Minster. Minster led early on 8-3. Now Minster's up before 24-20. 5:35 to go in the second period. Here's Dosik dribbling behind the back, down the lane. Shot altered by Albers. Ball's loose on the deck, and here comes Steffi out of there with it for Minster. He darts down the floor, pulls up, hooks it to Niemeyer, left wing. Finds Schmeezing for a floater from 10. It is long, no good. Rebound on the baseline by Dosik. Inbounds to Paul. Collision at midcourt. Niemeyer shoulders Ryland Paul. 24-20. Minster in front before. 5:13 to go, quarter number two. And this is a high-level D4 high school basketball game.
It is a shootout. I mean, and Connor Schmeezing steps over, hits a three from the corner. They're all making them.
Nine total threes?
Yeah.
Dosik, 25 feet away on the right for Botkins. Grant Flora sets a screen. Dosik uses it in the lane. Little pull-up Jay from 10. Hit the back brace. Rebound down to Minster. Here's Cole Richard on the arc. Deep right corner, McClurg. Down inside, low in the right to Ian Holman. Little shot fake, then up strong. He hits it. Ian Holman for Minster, which has stretched the lead out to six, the biggest in this game. Botkins attacking forecourt right. It's Dosik. He gets a screen, lets it fly, rimmed out to the right. Ball saved in the corner by Richard and Minster. Oh, he's on a mission down the floor. Explodes into the lane, up with the left hand, bouncing in. Botkins needs a timeout. Minster has streaked to an 8-point cushion. Wildcats 28, Trojans 20, 4:26 to go till halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residents. residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Welcome back here to Minster High School. Good crowd on hand for this Tuesday night game. The day after Martin Luther King Day, Minster has really warmed up in the second quarter, leading Botkins now by a 28-20 count. Biggest margin in this contest so far. We'll highlight a few of the made threes with our Wise Bridge plays of this first half in just a minute. J.J. Meyer, forecourt left for Botkins. High right, it goes to Herzog, who's back on the court. Deep left corner, Meyer thought about driving against Cole McClurg, thought better of it. Herzog foul line, back to the basket. Left wing, it's Flora. He tries a line drive three. It glances off the rim. Rebound punched out by Minster.
Got Colton Plyman in the game now. He's coming back from meniscus problems. Been playing mostly JV. Getting a little varsity time right now.
Baseline left of the rim. Botkins inbounds. Ball thrown to the arc. It goes across the timeline into backcourt. And it's tracked down on the play by Ryland Paul of Botkins. To J.J. Meyer. He is inside the arc on the right flank. Swish! Long 19-footer by J.J. Meyer. As Minster left him, he found an opening, pulled up, and popped it in.
22 and a half.
Yep, almost a three. 28-22, Minster by six. 3:34 left to go, second quarter. High post, Ian Holman for Minster. Whips a pass into the left corner to Brogan Steffi, who fires out near center circle to Cole Richard. Richard gets a screen, pulls up, high right, long one from three-point land, hit the rim, backboard, came off to Herzog of Botkins. He dribbles all the way down the floor into the lane, spins, ducks under, overshoots it. Rebound weak side by Albers. Here comes Minster on the giddy-up. Steffi into the lane, running hard toward the basket. It's up on the rim, whistle blows. Shot came off, foul called. Two free throws here, Brogan Steffi. We got Colin Dosick coming back on the floor for the Botkins Trojans as Brogan Steffi shoots a couple free throws, fouled in the act of shooting. Shots on the way, swish. 29-22, Minster up 7, 3:04 left here in the second quarter. It is a track meet at Minster. A track meet with very good outside shooting displayed by both teams.
Minster, seven kids now scored for them here in the first half.
Oh, it's a deep team. It's a club that's only going to get better and better, especially as it gets healthier and healthier. Brogan Steffi has just canned a pair at the charity stripe. And Minster widens its lead back out to 8, 30-22. Ball inbound by Botkins to midcourt to Colton Plyman, 6'4 junior. Colton gives it up outside the arc on the right to Russell Lenhart. On a weave to Dosick, who skips it cross-court to Meyer. Now Ryland Paul. Paul on the dribble, 25 feet away. Left flank, it goes to Lenhart. He dribbles into the lane, pulls up. Yes! 10-footer, Lenhart. Good ball movement. 30-24, Botkins down six. Long shot by Cole Richard, deflected, altered, taken away. Botkins with a nice defensive move. J.J. Meyer up and over the timeline, 2:26 to go, second quarter. Botkins down six. High left, it's Dosick, straight away to Plyman. Ball thrown into the post. Back to the basket, Lenhart to J.J. Meyer straight away. Arches up a three, short, out of bounds to Minster, which leads by six with 2:12 to go here in the second period.
I think he thought he was going to be open, and they did a nice job of putting a hand in his face that time. He couldn't get a good look.
Five threes, Minster, four for Botkins. Boy, they've been draining threes left and right, the three-pointers for both teams.
the Wise Bridge plays of this first half. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wise Bridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wise Bridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Here is Connor Schmiesing on the right flank for Minster. Oh, what an assist on the inside to Steffi. He rises up, catches it from 7 or 8 feet away, and loops in a short shot to make it 32-24 Minster. 90 seconds to go here in the first half. High-low action. Bodkins, pass misses the mark. It is picked up by Ryland Paul, baseline right, shot blocked on the play by Minster. Here comes Steffi, motoring down the left side of the lane, banks it, missed it, blocking foul against Bodkins.
Boy, this Steffi is so much more active than the last couple of times we saw him. You can tell he's getting healthy.
Is this a far different Minster team than you saw 2 days ago, Chuck?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the MLK Classic, Minster was stumped by Toledo Christian, 65-42. Minster has dropped four straight. Free throw by Steffi, curled out to the left. Wildcats own an 8-point lead, a minute 23 to go, second quarter. Second shot by Steffi. Yep, he makes it. 9-point lead for Minster, the Wildcats' longest of this game. 1:18 to go in period number two. Bodkins forecourt to her right. It's Lenhart pulling up at the elbow and hitting a 14-footer. A couple of nice goals in this quarter by the Bodkins Trojans. Russell Lenhart. He's already got his per-game average. Here is Minster countering. Steffi might have lowered the boom into a Bodkins player. A lot of contact. It's ruled a charge. Good call. 101 to go, second quarter. Bodkins down 7.
Yeah, Steffi says, I got hit a lot harder during football season than it wasn't even a flag.
No doubt about that. J.J. Meyer, midcourt for Bodkins. Picked up tightly by Cole Richard. Hand off to Lenhart. And he's looking into the left corner for a teammate. Ryland Paul is not there.
The pass split the two. They had two offensive players there, and he threw it right between them.
50 ticks on the clock, second quarter, 33-26 Minster. Here is a Wildcat player, Brogan Steffi, midcourt, on the bounce with the left. He's on the hardwood with Cole McClurg and Cole Richard. Albers in the middle, James Niemeyer at a power forward. Ball lobbed in down low to Niemeyer. Tried to roll it across the bottom of the key to Albers. Bodkins steered the ball out of bounds. 32 to go, 32 seconds remaining, second period. Bodkins behind with 7 to Minster, which has played extremely well. Albers straightaway Steffi. Inside the top of the circle to Albers cutting to the rim. Oh, he blew the gimme. Had the cripple right in front. Short shot for the big man. Hit the rim, came off. Bodkin snatched the board. 16 seconds to go. Quickly down the floor to Ryland Paul. Inside the top of the circle. Missed the 18-footer. Minster has it. 8 seconds remaining. Bullet pass down the floor to Albers. Up over the rim and in. 4 ticks left. 9-point lead Minster. Long heave by Flora. Bodkins over the corner of the backboard and out of bounds. That ends the first half. Minster with a flurry of points over the last 5 or 6 minutes of quarter number two is up on Bodkins by 9, 35-26 at intermission on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Halftime at Minster, 35-26. Minster leads Botkins. Just witnessed a short ceremony honoring the Minster girls cross country team, third straight state championship this past November. Third in a row, third straight D3 cross-country title posted by the Minster ladies.
I heard them mention a couple of freshmen and a couple of sophomores in there, so the streak might continue.
Phenomenal string of winning performances by Minster girls cross-country. Outstanding. Just unbelievable. And extremely well coached and guided by Coach Magato. Fantastic. 9-point lead Minster here at the half over Botkins. We're brought to you now by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry, and by J&J Brodigan in Sydney. J&J Brodigan is your preferred underground plumbing specialist. Chuck?
Well, Botkins has a 13-12 rebounding advantage, 2-1 on the offensive boards. Both teams valued the basketball in the first half. The Trojans turned it four times, Wildcats only twice. Botkins did not go to the free throw line. Minster 4-5 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the Trojans. They were led by Colin Dosick. He had 10. They got 6 from Jordan Herzog, 4 from Russell Lenhart off the bench, and then they got 2 from Meyer, from Top, from Flora, and from Kleiman. They scored 16 and 10, 26 for the first half. Venture, on the other hand, led by Brogan Steffi with 12. Then they got 6 from Cole McClurg on a couple of threes in the first quarter, 5 from Cole Richards, 3 from Cole Albers, 3 from Connor Smeezing. They got 2 from Ian Homan off the bench, 2 from James Niemeyer. They scored 16 and 19, 35-26 at the half.
And that 9-point spread owned by Minster is the biggest deficit Botkins has faced in this game tonight, 35-26 at intermission. Minster leads Botkins and boys high school basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
second half, about set to begin. Botkins down by 9 to Minster, 35-26. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, and representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. That's 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Second possession of the third quarter, but Jordan Herzog is a beautiful driving layup. And then Albers counters at the other end with a great feed from McClurg. Two quick baskets by Minster in the opening 40 seconds. Head coach Phil Groves of Botkins has seen enough. Yeah. Biggest difference in this game, 11-39-28. Minster over Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Well, Chuck, simply put, on that last basket, Botkins was beaten down the floor.
Oh, yeah. Albers was down there just waiting for the pass to lay it in. That's why Coach Grove called the timeout, and that's why he broke his clipboard at the timeout.
7 minutes, 12 seconds to go. Third period. Botkins behind by 11, countering with the ball. Herzog dives through the lane, gives it on the arc to Meyer. Hand off to Dosick. Here's Herzog, top of the key, foul line. Tries to go to Paul in a back cut. Ooh, alert to the play is McClurg of Minster, who makes the steal. He races to midcourt and is held. Foul on Botkins, which is behind by 11. 39-28, 6:54 to go in the third. Trojans need a run here offensively so that this game does not get away from them. Steffi between the circles. Coach McClurg's club playing extremely well, having dropped four in a row. Doesn't look like a 3-6 team here tonight. Here's a drive to the rim by McClurg. Laid it up off the backboard. Rim no good. Got the offensive stick back. Missed it. Tie-up occurs. Arrow favors Botkins. Oh, we've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We'll style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. It's the family styling salon. Mom, dad, the adult children, all the young kids like Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. 40 years doing business. Our experience, your style, will help you create it. Long shot from the right wing by Herzog. If Botkins misses badly, coming down the floor, Minster storming in from the right flank is Cole Richard, who kissed it in off the window. Minster explodes to a 13-point bulge, 41-28. J.J. Meyer on the dribble for Botkins, gives it up in the right corner to Ryland Paul. Boy, the Trojans need an offensive spurt now. Oh, here's a telegraph pass picked off by Steffi. He roams the other way, makes it look easy. And Botkins is in trouble, down 15, 5.5 to go, third quarter. J.J. Meyer to midcourt, on a weave to Herzog. He's below the foul line to Ryland Paul. Back to Dosick, thought about the three. Picked up right now by Steffi. J.J. Meyer. Straight away, top of the circle. Bingo! A triple. J.J. Meyer on the money. 43-31 after Minster had gone ahead with 15. 43-28 here in the third. Ball thrown down to the inside. The Niemeyer of Minster spins, turns with the left hand. Shot was altered, fell short. Botkins gathers. Down to Meyer for three more. It clangs off the iron. Karam's into the corner. Saved on the play, but top. Out high to Dosick. Here's J.J. again. He bursts down the lane area all the way to the rim, shovels with the left hand, and knocks it in off the glass.
He's not just a three-point shooter anymore, that's for sure.
Five in a row, but J.J. Meyer. 10-point game. Minster leads 43-33. 4:25 to go in the third. Here's a long cross-court pass by Minster to McClurg in the right corner. High-arching shot. A trifecta. Skips off the iron. Rebound Botkins. One, two, three passes. Ryland Paul in the lane. Back pedals. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound Herzog. Might have gotten away with a walk and scored with the left hand.
Well, that was a heck of a rebound by Jordan Herzog, that's for sure.
Boy, an A-plus for effort for Herzog, and then a make quickly. 7 points in a row by Botkins to trim the Minster cushion to 43-35. Here's a dribble drive down the left side of the lane by Steffi. Arches it up, left-handed. No, but he knew he would be belted, and he's awarded two free ones.
Rogan, 3 of 4 from the free throw line so far this evening.
Rogan, Steffi, foul line here for Minster. Eyes the basket, ball overhead, and he connects. 44-35, Minster by 9 over Botkins. Under the halfway mark here in the third period. Second free throw by Steffi. But tell you what, you look at Steffi, Niemeyer, and Schmiesing, and as you remarked earlier, Chuck, you know with a quick glance, they are football players. Free throw, hanging on the rim, comes off, fighting for the rebound, Minster. Shot put up on the play by Evan Pringer, or I should say Ian Holman, who's in off the bench. It was no good. Botkin stabbed it out of bounds. Minster will throw in, baseline right of the rim. Up 9, 44-35, 3:44 to go third quarter. Schmiesing into the right corner, on top to Albers, on a weave to Richard, down the right lane line, hooks it up on the go, fell to the floor, and he'll get two shots. 3 minutes, 38 seconds remaining here in the third period. 9-point game, Minster in front, 44-35. As we were noting a few minutes ago, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie has 40 years doing business. Our experience at Cutaway, your style, whatever you want, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. First free throw by Cole Richard, short. Second one after three dribbles, up and rolling off. Rebound on the deck, scrum for it, and a white jersey's got it. Somehow, someway, Minster gains control, or at least partial control, and is awarded a timeout. 3:35 to go, third quarter. Minster by 9 over Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
A Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney or West Michigan has a big blowout sale going on now. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, and more. One bargain after another at Goffney Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, 4 generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered at GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, West Michigan in Sydney. Minster inbounds after the timeout. Well-run play. Ball passed right in front to Albers. Point-blank range. The ball hopped on the rim 3 times, came off, and was knocked out of bounds on the play by Minster. Here is Botkin zipping up the floor. J.J. Meyer hammers the ball on the hardwood. Fouled. Somebody had an elbow in his back. It's common. Buzzer sounds as a substitution is being made here by Minster. Cole McClurg wants to come in. 3:25 to go here in the third. It is Minster 44 and Botkins 35. Kalendosik inbound below the rim on the right. Straight away to top. Right corner screen for J.J. Meyer. It is off the iron. Rebound loose on the deck. Schmiesing's got it for Minster. He dices up the floor, running all the way to the rack. Offensive foul below the rim against Minster.
Yeah, they called that on home, and he was trying to get the box out, but he hooked him.
3:13 left here in the third quarter of play. Minster 44, Botkins 35. This was a 43-28 game about 2 minutes and 30 seconds ago. Nice little run here by Botkins of 7-1 to cut away into this deficit. Herzog, great move at the foul line, spins, ducks under Albers, and puts it through.
Good footwork right there.
Nicely done by Herzog in the post for Botkins as he faked out Albers and cut the Minster lead to 7. Here's high-low action down inside Holman. Holman's shot goes over the backboard. That's because he is smacked by a Botkins player. A couple of free throws coming here for Ian Holman, 6'3 junior for the Minster Wildcats. Botkins coaching staff heard in the background barking out instructions. The free throw by Holman is perfect. 45-37. Minster on top by 8 over Botkins. Late third quarter action. Holman again. One dribble. It is out to the left. It spun around, came off the ring. Rebound down to Lenhart. Up the floor to Kalendosik. He sprints in from the left corner. Ball's on the iron, comes off. Rebound down on the play to Steffi of Minster. He barrels into the paint, off balance, left hand. Oh, what a strong delivery by Brogan Steffi. 47-37 Minster. Lenhart, baseline left, backs his man down. Nice shot fake, overshoots. Rebound weak side by Cole McClurg of Minster. Here he goes up the floor, unstopped in the lane. Ball ripped away from him, I think maybe off McClurg's leg. And the officials say nope, off the knee of the Botkins player.
I couldn't see. Screened out.
1:58 to go, third quarter. Minster ahead by 10. 57-47 over Botkins. And we have a player for the Trojans.
That's some blood, yep.
Showing a little bit of blood under one nostril. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, has got savings you won't believe. 15% off on everything, including Century hand tools. They are American-made, lifetime warranty. Century hand tools at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Here's a baseline shot by Steffi. Oh, what a night for him. He has not made a mistake all evening. He just pitched in a short 8-footer over a couple taller Botkins players to make it a 12-point game. Right back, Dosik. Dosik slides down the left side of the lane. He curled, cut to the rim, and scored with the left hand.
Steffi's got 19 now for the game.
What a contest for Brogan Steffi. He's got the ball at midcourt. 10-point game, 49-39 Minster. Top of the circle, it's Niemeyer. High right to Schmiesing. Botkins getting rough with him. Two players try to tie him up. Ball's loose on the floor. Botkins gets the raw end of the deal. Foul called against Grant Flora. That might be the fifth on the Trojans. It is. Two shots coming here for Minster with a minute 15 to go here in the third period.
It was zero.
And here is where that fifth foul comes into play. Normally it would be common. It's only the fifth on Botkins of the half, but it's number 5 here in the third quarter. Two free throws for Ian Holman. Minster 49, Botkins 39. Holman shoots it short. Tell you what, Chuck, and Minster made all of its free ones here in the second half. The Wildcats would be up by 14, 15 points.
Yeah, they've missed 2, 4, 5 here in the quarter.
Second shot for Holman. Jackson Center Pro Hardware's got kitchen cabinets. Big savings as well. One half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Minute 15 to go in the third. Second free throw here for Holman of Minster, which is on top of 10, 49-39. Shot by Holman, front rim, hangs, and falls off into the lap of Dosik for the Trojans. He's at midcourt, high left to Herzog, now Ryland Paul. A minute to go, third period of play. J.J. Meyer coming out to catch is Flora. At the elbow on the left is Dosik. He's got an avenue, sprints down the lane, takes it to the cup, shot's no good. Rebounding foul down inside against Minster over the back. Dosik is given two.
Minster shot 13 free throws. This will be Botkin's first two attempts.
Of the game?
Yes.
Shot by Dosik around and in. 49-40. That is quite shocking, but I tell you what, Minster has driven the ball to the basket hard and plenty often in this game, attracting a lot of contact. Dosik nets both shots at the stripe.
I think the officiating's been fine.
Yep, sure has. 8-point game, Minster in the lead, 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Far left wing, it is Niemeyer for the Wildcats. Gives it to Steffi, back to Niemeyer. McClurg at the Wildcats logo, J.J. Meyer on him. McClurg goes down the right side of the lane, nearly walked. Gave it to Cole Richard. Oh, quick hands from J.J. Meyer, who pries it free. Minster recovers. 25 seconds to go in the third. Botkin's behind by eight. Niemeyer, center court, guarded by Herzog. High right to Richard. Back to Steffi. 14, 13. Steffi down the left lane line, then reverses, comes out. Botkin's all over him. 6 seconds to go. 4, 3. Richard lost the ball at midcourt. Lost it again. Got it back. Heaves it toward the backboard with one hand. It hit the glass. Caught rim. Came off. 8-point game. Botkin's down after three, trailed by as many as 15 in that third period here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
We start the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 49-41. Minster leads Botkin's by eight. Excellent Division IV high school basketball game here tonight. Minster from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Botkin's from the Shelby County Athletic League. Oh, here's James Niemeyer down inside for the Minster Wildcats. He bullies his way toward the rim, knocks a Botkin's player over, gets right underneath the basket and lays it through.
Well, it's been a really physical game, and that really gives the advantage to Minster.
J.J. Meyer for three, no good. Long rebound to Ryland Paul. He chucks up a three, no good. Here's Minster on the run. Steffi down the floor, left corner, McClurg, long three-pointer, bullseye! 13-point game. Minster, five quick ones to open up action here in the fourth quarter. 54-41 Wildcats. Colin Dosick foul line. Handoff baseline left to top below the rim. Fires on the arc to Herzog. Swish-a-roo. Jordan Herzog pours one in. 54-44. 10-point contest. Minster in front. 6:40 left to go here in the fourth. Cole Richard 30 feet away on the left. Being checked on the play by Paul. Richard gets loose, drives, overshoots. Rebound below the basket by Botkins. It is saved by Ryland Paul. Down the floor to Colin Dosick. Dosick darts through the lane, running left-hander, blocked. Taken away by Minster. Quickly, McClurg shoots a three. It is good again. Cole McClurg on fire. You've got to find him. Four of them from long range. McClurg with his fourth three. That'll be our Wisebridge play of this quarter. What a shot by Cole McClurg. He is red hot for the Minster Wildcats. He's pouring them in. Left and right, 13-point lead. Minster, that was the Wisebridge shot of this period. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, Cole McClurg has simply gotten away from the Trojans, Chuck. They've lost him.
Well, he had the first two threes of the game, and now he's had two here in the fourth quarter. The kid's had a nice game. You got to find him, but the physicalness, and then when you get inside and try to tighten it up, they got McClurg shooting threes. It's a good basketball team.
Here is J.J. Meyer on the arc. I tell you what, Chuck, it's the best 3-6 basketball team in D4 in the state of Ohio. No doubt about it.
Maybe in any division.
Maybe so. Ball knocked out of bounds in the right corner by Minster. 6:04 to go in the fourth. Minster on top of Botkins by 13 points. Cole McClurg has just flipped in a couple of threes in a row. And here's Noah Top, deep left corner, bombs away, hits for Botkins. Noah Top, beautiful line drive shot, all cord, hit the nylon, hung the net up on the rim. Beautiful jumper, but Top, here's Steffi countering for Minster. Baseline right to Niemeyer. Botkins puts a body on him. Ball thrown cross court to Cole Richard. Look out, three-pointer, bottom of the well. McClurg hits two, Richard hits one. Trifecta by Richard, 60-47 Minster. 5:21 to go in the fourth. There's a pileup. It looks like a football game in the far corner of the floor down near the goal line. It's ruled a tie-up. Arrow favors Botkins. 5:19 to go in the fourth. Biggest spread in this game, 15 points earlier at 43-28, 5:20 left in the third when that occurred. That's where we are now in the fourth, and it's a 13-point contest. Top sizes up a three again for Botkins. It hits the front rim and comes off to Cole Richard. Down to McClurg again. This one strong. Weak side rebound to Meyer. J.J. Meyer loops it up ahead to Herzog. Herzog against Niemeyer, twisting, turning. Niemeyer blocked it, tagged him on the wrist. He doesn't like the call. He might have a case. A couple of free throws here for Herzog for Botkins.
Really pretty clean.
13-point contest. Minster in front. 4:50 to go in the fourth.
15 made threes in the game. 8 by Minster, 7 by Botkins.
Herzog cashes in at the stripe. 60-48 in favor of Minster. Second free throw here for Jordan Herzog for the Botkins Trojans. Flexes the knees. Fairly flat shot is perfect. 60-49. Botkins down 11. Minster in backcourt. And here's Dosick nearly undressing. Steffi fouls him. Tried to get the steal. Came pretty close to getting it done, but was whistled for being a little bit too aggressive. Now eight players in backcourt. Pressure by Botkins. Inbounding Minster to Steffi. Dosik on him. Steffi dribbling, timeline. Then he accelerates, goes right down the middle of the floor, into the lane. Late dish to Holman for a two-pointer. All set up by penetration from Steffi. Baseline left, it's Meyer for Botkins. 62-49 Minster. On a weave, it's Dosik. There he goes, driving down the lane. Oh, made a good cut to the rim, turned the corner, shoveled it with the left hand off the backboard, and good. 62-51, Minster. Good pressure, backboard, Noah Top, who forces the turnover.
McClure tried to go between his legs, lost the ball, and knocked it out of bounds.
That's what happens when you get a little too fancy. Ball lobbed in, right corner. It is handled on the play by the Trojans. Grant Flora had it smacked out of his hands over the end line. And head coach Mike McClurg of Minster wants a timeout. 4:13 to go in the fourth. Minster 62, Botkins 51 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Final 4 minutes 13 seconds of this game. Minster in front of Botkins by 11, 62-51. Team foul situation, 2 on Minster, 1 on Botkins. Ball thrown into Dosik to Herzog. And he guides up a 3 off the back frame. Rebound down to Steffi of Minster. Ahead to McClurg. Almost lost the ball out of bounds. Hangs on. Fires cross court to Richard. Let's see if Coach McClurg plays a little keep away here. Over guarding foul on Dosik of Botkins. 2 on each team here in the fourth quarter. Holman comes out. Albers back in for Minster, which has its starting lineup on the court here to finish the game. Ball inbounded to Steffi. Steffi, Niemeyer, McClurg, Richard, Albers. Ball thrown to Albers in the post. Backs down against Flora. Goes opposite into the corner to McClurg. Baseline drive. Fires on top to Niemeyer. Handoff on the play to Steffi. Picked up by J.J. Meyer. Steffi 25 feet out. Minster milking the clock. 3:23 to go here in the fourth. Cole Richard, a little avenue. Baseline drive. Hesitates. Suspends. And hits. And he's fouled. Well done. But Cole Richard, he knew what he was doing. He got down to about 5 feet from the rim. Great shot fake. Showed the ball. Got Botkins off its feet. Laid it in off the backboard, high off the glass, fouled in the act. His free throw missed, and Botkins collects the rebound behind the 13 with 3:12 to go here in the fourth. Herzog has his pocket picked at midcourt by Niemeyer. There he goes. James Niemeyer to the rack. 2 more for Minster. What a steal by Niemeyer. He bolted the other way. Here's Meyer entering the lane for Botkins. Late dish to Flora for 2. Nice assist by J.J. Meyer. 66-53 Minster. 2:50 left here in the fourth. A double team by Botkins against Steffi. Foul called. Minster so impressive here tonight. You wonder where the Wildcats were the last 4 games. Again, this club 3-6. And barring a miracle comeback from Botkins, will be 4-6 Here is a drive to the rack by McClure. Looped it up on the go, hit the backboard rim, swirled around, came out. Bodkins at the other end. Quick three, but J.J. Meyer rimmed. Good rebound on the inside by Herzog. Shot fake, and he's decked. Fouled to the floor. Knocked down while shooting. Two free throws, Herzog, for Bodkins, which is behind by 13, 66-53. 2:28 left here in the fourth. Couple of free throws by Herzog. First one is too hard. Again, Chuck, about the only fault I find with Mincer tonight is free throw shooting.
Well, they were 4 for 5, and in the third quarter they went 2 for 8. So now they've missed another one. They're 2 and 9 now in the second half.
Herzog is shy of the mark on that one. Pulled the string. Rebound, though, by Botkins on the arc to J.J. Meyer. A trifecta is right down through the cylinder. Mincer goes lickety-split the other way. Long lead pass down the floor to Albers. A lot of contact below the rim. Foul committed by Botkins. Albers will shoot two. Clock reads, 2:18 to go in the fourth. 66-56, Mincer on the made three, but J.J. Meyer. How many threes in this game? We're pushing, what, 15, 16?
Yeah, 16 now.
Free throw by Albers is good. 67-56 in favor of Mincer. Heck of a Tuesday night boys game here on scoresbroadcast.com this evening between the SCAL and the MAC. Mincer technically is the cellar dweller in the MAC. Several teams winless. Bodkins number 2 in the Shelby County Athletic League, but being whipped here tonight by Mincer at 68-56. Dribble drive, Bedosik in the lane. Soft one-hander, in and out, no good. Rebound, Herzog. Backboard rim, it missed. Comes off to McClurg of Mincer. He's doubled in backcourt. Loops it up to Niemeyer. High post to Albers, a minute 52 to go. 12-point contest. Mincer in front. Open player Niemeyer, stutter step in the lane. He's in there awful long, and it's finally pried away from him, shaken loose by Herzog. Long lead out down the floor to Dosik, and he's handcuffed by Schmiesing. Fourth foul on Mincer. Bodkins will inbound. J.J. Meyer's got it. Side court. Noah Top back in for Bodkins. He will replace Grant Flora, who comes off as the Trojans get an array of three-point shooters out there. Again, a minute 38 to go here in the fourth. Bodkins won our JV game, by the way, here tonight. Bodkins won the preliminary tilt. And before the ball is thrown in by Bodkins, we've got a mysterious holding foul away from the action just after the ball was handed by the official to the playmaker for Bodkins at side court. So Mincer is rewarded the ball. Here's a pass up ahead on the left to Niemeyer, now to Steffi. Steffi takes a drive into the left corner, meets resistance from Dosik and Top. Foul called. We got free throws coming for Brogan Steffi. Minute 25 to go in the game. 68-56 Mincer. Mincer had a real good second quarter in this contest. Chuck, what was her halftime score? Mincer was in the lead by...
They were up by 9. They scored 19 points in the second quarter.
Yeah.
19-10.
Pushed it out to 15 at one point in the third, 43-28. It's now a 13-point game, 69-56, with a minute 25 to go in the fourth. Brogan Steffi, free throw line for the Wildcats. Fourth dribble, fifth dribble. Spins the ball in the palm of his hands and swishes it to make it 70-56 Mincer. Here comes Bodkins in backcourt. Outside the arc on the left, Corey Koenig is in, 5'10 junior. Ball tossed into the lane to James Steinke. 6'2" soft, missed it short off the front of the rim. Rebound down to Steffi. Minster's got it at midcourt. 1 minute to go. Steffi dribbles into the lane. Deals to Albers in the corner on top to Schmiesing. 70-56 Mincer. 30 feet away. Steffi being guarded closely on the play by Eli Pitts, 5'11 freshman who's in. Minster continues to bounce the ball in the hardwood near center court. Steffi controlling, on a weave to McClurg. Down to 35 ticks to go here in the fourth. Bodkin's not fouling. They've committed five in the period, so a free throw, or I should say a foul here, would mean Minster would shoot a pair. No sense to foul at this point. We're down to 18, 17, 16 seconds to go in the fourth. Minster in the lead by 14, 70 to 56. Don't like to see games end this way, Chuck, but I guess it's a fact of life.
It is.
That'll do it. Minster 70, Bodkins 56. Final score here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Bodkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Myers at 303 North Main in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Oh, what an about face by the Minster Wildcats here tonight. Minster dropped four in a row to Parkway, Ottoville, St. Henry, and Toledo Christian on Sunday in the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Minster with, oh, so much potential, realized a lot of that here tonight and defeated Bodkins 70-56. Stretched the lead to 15 after 3 minutes of the third quarter. And Bodkins did not get it under 10. I don't think the rest of the way in this contest tonight. Minster mighty good. It's a club that's getting healthier and will be a serious factor come Division IV tournament time in February. By way of record now, Minster with the triumph advances to 4-6 on the year. Still 0-2, of course, in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Bodkins now 9-3. Trojans dropping two in a row to Parkway on Saturday night, 43-39. And here tonight to Minster, 70-56. Bodkins now 9-3, second place in the SCAL at 5-1. Next couple games include Fort Loramie on the road this Friday, home with New Bremen on Saturday for the Bodkins Trojans.
Yeah, they need to get well. I mean, that's two games they can win, so they just definitely need to get back at it. They can't hang their heads at this point.
A lot of stars in this game, Chuck, especially for Minster. what do we have, 17 made threes in the contest in total?
16. Yep, each team had eight. That's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. For Minster, they were led by Brooke Steffi. And Brogan Steffi, I mean, he's back. He had 21. He was terrific. He had 12 from Cole McClurg on four threes and 14 for Cole Richard, who I expect him to play like that every game. That kid is just an athlete. That's the best I've seen. Niemeyer, he's moving now, coming back, playing some basketball. This is an awfully good basketball team.
And Noah Schwederman is on the way back. Not there yet, but he's coming.
Well, another 6'4 sophomore. That's what they need, is another big kid.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to go with Brogan Steffi as my player of the game on that side. On the other side, 17 points for Jordan Herzog, 16 points from Colin Dosick, and J.J. Meyer had 10. Rylan Paul did not score. That's not something you're going to see very often. And Noah Topp, he had 5 off the bench for him. And I'm going to go with Herzog and Dosick as my players of the game on the Botkins side.
Yeah, once Botkins got down 15, they dug in. They did get it down, I think. Yeah, they got it down to 8 with 7 straight points. Minster pushed it back up to double digits. Botkins wouldn't go away, completely hung around, but Minster was not to be denied tonight. Minster's football strength and physical play, a factor for sure.
Well, their inside play was outstanding tonight, and then you throw in all that three-point shooting. That's a formidable basketball team.
This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's in Sydney. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
And welcome back here to the Minster Gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 70-56 our final tonight. Minster over Bodkins. Keep abreast of our scoresbroadcast.com website for our upcoming schedule. Should be a pretty heavy week of games. We do know that we have a contest featuring Anna and Jackson Center on Friday night from the Habitat of the Cat. That's an SCAL game. Jackson Center, Anna. First meeting went down to the wire. Jackson Center never led until the final 0.2 seconds and won the game on a shot from probably, 55 feet away.
Yeah, he just buried it. And I mean, that was their first heartbreaking loss, and now they've had three more one-pointers.
Yeah, Anna has been snake bit, that is for sure. Anna at Jackson Center on Friday night. It could have a game on Thursday evening. That's to be determined. One or two games for you on Saturday, trying to check out Miami East High School to see what our accommodations might be and how well our Verizon hotspot works. I think we could be fine. Miami East hosts Rushi on Saturday night. So keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. Thanks to the online listeners on this cold Tuesday night, one day after Martin Luther King Day, 2 days after the Classic at Fort Loramie. Thanks to you who listened online. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, the final score here tonight from Minster. Minster Wildcats 70, Bodkins Trojans 56.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for this scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.